All right, welcome to Coffee with Morgan. So we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. So today is Tuesday, November 8th, election day in the United States. And traders, investors are waiting on what's happening here with the so-called midterms. But then they're also waiting on Thursday when more inflation data will be released. And in other news, Tesla is making a new low for the year and Facebook is up after announcing layoffs. So we'll show you how we actually trade these crazy markets. By the way, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we're real traders who trade live accounts. And therefore, we got a lot of trading experience. And we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we are not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. Gosh, these markets. So today, midterm elections here in the United States. And so far, markets don't seem to be spooked by that at all.
Yeah, I mean, you had this little run-up yesterday, finishing slightly positive. And this comes after the big drop that we had last week, that slide after the Fed. But all things considered, just kind of moving back up towards those highs and about a 50% pullback from lows to highs, heading into the next CPI number. So yes, midterm elections. Yes, that is what you're hearing about everywhere, but CPI also on Thursday.
I think that's really it. I mean, traders are just focused on what's happening here with inflation and interest rates. And that's where on Thursday morning, the important report comes out. So we might see a little bit of a reaction tomorrow, but today just shows that traders are not worried about the outcome of the election, because otherwise there would be a little bit more fear in the market, and fear in the market usually means that the markets are moving lower. Today, I mean, not a whole lot going on. Looking at a 5-minute chart opening, moving a little bit higher right now, going sideways, but still, I mean, the Dow clearly still the winner here out of all the indices. Look at this.
Yeah, nice. I mean, look at that chart. That's a pretty chart. Nice, you know, taking out those recent highs after the pullback last week following that Fed data. And I mean, the takeaway here, you know, at some point, traders are pricing in information, right? And so I agree, it sounds or appears as though traders really aren't too worried about what's going on with the elections. It's priced in. There isn't fear. If you look at the VIX is really flat after pulling back considerably. And what could shock the market is if Democrats take the House and the Senate, if that's a surprise. Right now, it's pretty much expected that the Republicans will take the House, and then the Senate is up for grabs, although kind of leaning towards Republicans. We'll see. But I don't think there's going to be any shocks unless Democrats take both, which is not expected.
Yeah. So, I mean, we still have a little bit of earnings coming out, and we have Lyft that's getting hammered today, down 20% after reporting earnings.
Yeah, and they reported slowing revenue growth. They also said that ridership is still below pre-pandemic levels, so not really what investors were looking for. So they reported better than expected earnings, but the other information was not what investors wanted.
Yeah, I mean, let's see, how is Uber reacting to this? Okay, Uber just hanging in there, because so it doesn't seem to be specific to the industry. It's more a Lyft problem and not a ride share problem, because usually these two move in tandem. But it seems that definitely that right now Uber seems to be a little bit stronger here than Lyft, looking at that. All right, Tesla. Look at this. Tesla just keeps falling today again, down another 3.5%. And we are now at levels that we haven't seen since May 2021. What do you think about that?
You know, that's interesting. And in the mastermind call that we had yesterday, the 180 popped up as a possible put. And I'm sure that on the scanner, we're seeing something even below that right now. What, 170, right?
So there's definitely 170, and if you go out to next week, even 165.
Wow.
So what do you think? Is this a good level? Do you want to sell puts at this level and be an owner of Tesla at 165?
Honestly, I have been a fan of Tesla over the years, but I just feel that right now this could be a little extra risk that where you get caught up in a trade and you're in it for a while. So I am passing on this, Marcus. I guess there was also a recall notice, and that's contributing or adding to the drop today with Tesla.
Yeah, but I believe it's really that Elon Musk has shifted his focus. I mean, huge fan of Tesla, the car, huge fan of Elon Musk. I think he is a certifiable genius. And right now he's very, very focused on Twitter. So therefore, probably taking the eye of the ball here, because if we look at a trend line, we see that we are actually in a downtrend channel when you look at this, right? So do we really want to hope that Tesla stops falling here at 165? So for me, definitely more risk, higher risk, because we see that Tesla could drop between 11 and 13% before we get assigned. But yeah, I'm also staying away from this one. Anyhow, so we had a bunch of trades here this morning. So last week we already entered the American Express. We sold puts at 134 and we were able to buy them back this morning at 90% of profit. So this trade closed with 90% of max profits. And I'm happy with this. Opens up another position because, as I said, there could be a surprise tomorrow and then the big one will be on Thursday. So I'm okay having another open position. So in and out of this trade in what, 3 days? Did we enter this on Friday or Thursday?
It was Thursday, but either way, can't complain. Locking in that 90% max profit, actually a little better. Frees up a slot just in case there is some volatility over the next day or two and we get a drop. Yeah. So I would love to see a little bit of a pullback to sell puts again and then a continuation of the move higher.
All right, so I'm removing this from the watch list. Google. Again, Google had a good day yesterday, another good day today. I'm assigned at 108. You got assigned at 103.50. So your break even is closer to 100, I believe, or 98?
Yeah, it's 98. I want to say it's like 98.50. It's hanging in there. I'm liking this rebound off of those lows. That's what I expected. Not able to sell calls right now, but that bounce is looking pretty good.
Yeah. Now, different story for me, NVIDIA. This morning, I have been able to sell calls above my new cost basis. So just a recap, if you're watching it for the first time, I sold puts on NVIDIA way back when NVIDIA was up here. Then I got assigned, sold calls against it, was able to bring down my break even. But then at some point, I decided to fly a rescue mission at 120. So I sold more puts at the 120 level, got assigned, and therefore I've been able to bring down my cost basis from 195 to 160.91. And then what do you know? This morning we wake up and NVIDIA was up 3.5%. I mean, right now, it's still up. Where are we right now for the day?
2.5%,
up 2.5%. Yeah. So, I mean, that works. So I've been able to sell calls above, where is it? There. Above my cost basis at $162.50, and I got $2.50. So that's not bad at all. That's $2,750 expiring next week. So if I'm getting called away, if NVIDIA closes by next Friday above 162.50, I'm out of the overall position and I would keep all of the profits of $17,000 and even make a little bit of money on the stock. So, I mean, that's good. And this is a trade that was deep, deep in trouble. I mean, at some point it was down. Let's actually go back to the wheel. At some point, it was down, what, almost 20% from my assigned price?
More than that.
We can measure this. Let's just
price
go.
35, 40?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 40, 42%. So, yeah. I mean, let's see. I mean, it's way, way, way too early. to celebrate, because a lot of things can happen between now and next Friday. But I'm very, very happy that I was able to sell calls above my cost basis, because I was a little bit concerned that I might have to do it between my break-even and cost basis, therefore giving back some of the profits that I've made thus far, some of the $17,000 in profits. But right now, looking good. Maybe I can buy it back and do it again. We'll see.
I love how you manage this trade, Marcus. I think that the rescue worked out perfectly going in there. You timed that well. I was a little conservative on my AMD trade, so I didn't get that rescue to bring things down. But the $2.50, I mean, bringing down your break even another $2.50 today. The premium on those options is priced higher because of earnings. But that's the way to play it. You know, if you're in a position and to take advantage of that extra earnings premium and make money on the stock and get that high premium collection, I love it.
Yeah. So the new break even for me on NVIDIA is now $142.92. So this is where around 143. So yeah, bringing it down another $2.50. So TPR, nice. Also super interesting. TPR, my cost basis at 37, my break even at 33.34. And we see that this morning TPR is moving higher. So that's where I sold the 35 call, which means that if I get called away, I would realize a loss on the stock, but still make money on the overall trade. Now, I'm not planning to get away, but I wanted to collect some premium. And this worked out really, really great. Yesterday, I missed it. And I heard from you that told you so. So, but this morning, I was able to collect 45 cents. So that gave me, based on my position, another $1,200. So just between these two right now, it's almost $4,000 for the day. Plus, we were able to close the American Express position. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this TPR trade, I thought it was a great decision. We talked about it yesterday and you missed it yesterday. Today, you were able to basically get it at the same price that you were looking to get it at yesterday. Just a real nice opportunity to get that extra premium with earnings being released this week. And you've been in the trade for a while, right? So we don't sell calls right between our break even and cost basis all the time. But for a trade that you've been in for a while, being able to bring your break even down 45 cents after all of the other premium you've collected, solid trade.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in there, as you said, since March 31st. So it has been now, what, 7 months? 7 months pretty much. So, but yeah, still right now around $10,000 in premiums there. NVIDIA from April 20th, I've been able to sell more calls against this. So $17,000 in realized premium, that works. So it just overall good to see the markets bouncing back a little bit so that we can sell calls against our existing positions here.
Yeah, looking good.
All right. Well, and since today's update, not a whole lot popped up on the scanner. I didn't see anything that excited me here. Might have to wait for really more of a down day. And I mean, that's one of the things when trading the wheel strategy, that your rule of thumb, sell calls on an up day in the markets and sell puts on a down day. So let's see if tomorrow is an opportunity, or maybe on Thursday that the markets are pulling back and then we can fill the remaining position here that we have open.
I would love to see an overreaction selling some puts Thursday at the open and then see a rally into the weekend. That's what I'm going for.
There we go. That's a plan. Let's do that. And so if you're interested in learning more about the strategy that we are trading here, the wheel strategy, there's a quick video where I explain this wheel strategy in a little bit less than 15 minutes. Take a look at this one. This gives you a better idea of what we are doing here. And then we'll see you again tomorrow morning. Oh, it's gone. Might be me. Okay, usually he says happy trading, everybody.